taking a chance, clocking the ball, and Little coming up big. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Sturgis opened its football season with a new coach at the helm Friday, former Trojan quarterback Chance Stewart, and pulled off a dramatic win over Three Rivers. Mike Stiles from MHSAA Network affiliate WBET in Sturgis files this report.
A new era of Sturgis Trojan football began Friday night as the Trojans opened their season at Three Rivers against the Wildcats in a Wolverine Conference matchup. It was also the debut of new head coach Chance Stewart. You may remember Stewart, who played for the Trojans and went on to become an All-American at Hillsdale College. His team fought with grit, fell behind early, but came back and rallied and scored the winning touchdown with 43 seconds left in the game to beat the Wildcats by a score of 25-21.
Trip receivers to the right side. Webb being chased. Webb broke one tackle, throws downfield, got Xander Cosby, caught it, and back puddles into the end zone for a Trojan touchdown. Brady Webb broke a tackle, and then he found Cosby with his back to the end zone. He caught it at the three, and he backpedaled in, and the Trojans lead with 43 seconds left.
Tom Duke with a call on Fox Sports Radio, 1230 AM and 99.7 FM of the Trojan win over at Armstrong Field. This is a big boost for the Trojans, who have suffered through four straight losing seasons and are hopeful with numbers up that things will turn around for them under new head coach Chance Stewart. The Trojans will play their home opener at SHS this Friday night as they welcome in the Allegan Tigers.
Thanks, Mike. Our MHSAA game balls this week go out to the cross-country teams at Leslie High School, which swept the girls and boys title at their own Blackhawk Invitational last week. Senior Haley Ellis took top honors in the girls' race, outdistancing the rest of the field by over 30 seconds. And Sheldon Huff of Johannesburg-Lewiston, who had 242 rushing yards and three touchdowns, along with 12 tackles and an INT in a 47-14 football victory over Mancelona. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA's Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
One of the other visible rules changes taking place this year in football pertains to the quarterback spiking the ball into the ground after receiving the snap from the center in attempt to stop the clock. Previously, clocking the ball in effort to preserve time could only be done from a traditional hand-to-hand snap from the center to the quarterback, which actually worked to the disadvantage of teams which run shotgun formations all the time. The rule change allows for the quarterback from a shotgun formation to immediately spike the ball into the ground after receiving it to stop the clock with an incomplete pass, bringing the high school rule in line with the college and professional rules.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The closer this week takes us to Cadillac with a story about a former Cadillac High School graduate who has maintained her passion for the pitch as a registered official. Alexis Little graduated from Cadillac High in 2017, an all-conference striker on the girls' soccer squad who wanted to stay connected to the game. So she picked up a whistle and started picking up high school officiating around her schedule as a student at the University of Michigan. She's one of a handful of female soccer officials in northern Michigan. Little feels up to the challenge, and her assigner Bill Spencer told Tom Spencer of the MHSAA second half that it doesn't take long for coaches, other officials, and players to see that she is capable. Little gets a lot of satisfaction out of the game of soccer and recommends that others get involved in officiating. She said, "The types of games where I am very glad I'm a referee are the ones where I get to watch crazy talent and skill from players I never would have seen play otherwise." You can read more about Alexis Little on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Don't forget, you can watch high school sports on MHSAA TV. Over 700 games are available online this week in football, boys soccer, and girls volleyball. Check it all out at MHSAA TV. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.